Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am your host, Archbishop Marcia Karen Isom, and we want to welcome each and every one of you to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, as well as My King's TV network. And we have a wonderful, wonderful guest speaker that is coming on tonight, Ms. Pamela Barnes, amen, and she's going to be talking to us about our energy products and services that the Lord has blessed her to have and to distribute. But first we want to give praise and adoration to God, and we're going to start a broadcast with prayer, and then we'll come right in with the scripture reading from Psalms 91, and then we'll turn to some music and then introduce our special guest for tonight. Amen, amen. So let's begin with prayer, and I pray that the Lord has truly been blessing you all this entire week, and you know, and been opening up doors and opportunities for you, as He has for me. And I tell you, this living in service for the Lord, sometimes it's kind of like a quiet time. Sometimes it's a busy time. Sometimes it's a down time, but we just thank God for just being in His presence and having the opportunity to be ministered to. Father God, we thank You so much for this evening. We thank You, Father, for just a wonderful day that You've made, and we just glorify in You, Lord God. We thank You so much for just Your awesomeness and Your awesome presence, Father. I just am so grateful to You, Father, for just Your being in every aspect of my life. Thank You, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, to just be afloat in this time, Lord God, to be able to manage all of the resources that You've put in our hands, Lord God, and whatever we have to deal with. We thank You, Father, for the deal, you know, because You help us through it all. So we ask, Lord God, that You just look on this broadcast. We pray that it will be pleasing in Your sight tonight. And we ask the holy angels of God to protect the airways, that Your word will be heard clearly across the world, across the land, through the airwaves, the radio waves, Ethernet waves, the Internet. We thank You so much, Father. Protect the north, angels of God. We ask You to protect the south, angels of God. We ask You to protect the east. Protect the communications in the west, and protect the communication in the northeast, the southeast, the northwest, and the southwest, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we ask that the Holy Spirit will come into this broadcast tonight and to rule and super rule, to help us through this broadcast, to just take full control of it, to fill us with Your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God, the anointing to just take full control of the broadcast, so that someone somewhere will get saved throughout all of our delivery, you know, whether it's products that we're servicing and to help people, to service our neighbors and our community, or just in service for You, Lord God, doing Your work, kingdom work. And we thank You, Lord God, because I believe all things, Lord God, was created by You, for You, for Your people, and for Your glory and you know, for Your good pleasure. We just thank You, Father. We pray, Lord God, for Ms. Pamela Barnes, Lord God, as she's so excited to be on the broadcast. And thank You, Lord God, for her call-in. And thank You also for Minister of Finance Diaz, who also referred her to commune with me. And I thank You, Father, for this great opportunity, Lord God, that she can minister to the people everywhere. So bless her as she comes forward today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, Psalms 91 is our Psalms of Protection. It is one that we read every single day and night. And it says, He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowlers and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilent that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. For long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I read in your hearing Psalms 91 from the King James Version, verses 1 through 16. God bless the reading of your holy words. I'm just going to pray one more time and before I introduce our special guest speaker, Ms. Pamela Barnes. Amen. Talking about herself as well as her energy products that she distributes. Amen. Father God, again, we thank you for this broadcast, and we thank you, Lord God, for just blessing the reading of your holy word. We thank you, Lord God, that you'll bless just everyone that will hear the broadcast in the future as we send it forward, that it ministers to those that need the various services, Lord God. They need the healing of their soul. They need, Lord God, the help, the financial help. They need, Lord God, deliverance, Father, from various situations, Father, and circumstances. We pray, Lord God, for peace. Some people need peace, the peace of mind. Some people need rest, Father. Some people need their bodies to be healed from various diseases and infections and things like that. But I know, Lord God, you have the whole world in your hand, and you also have them in your hands, and you can take care of them if they just will trust you and turn over their cares to you. So we thank you, Lord God, as we're about to start the broadcast with our special guest speaker. We ask, Lord God, again, that you touch Ms. Barnes, Lord God, as she deliver, you know, her inspirational knowledge and wisdom to your people, Lord God. And I pray those that will receive the products and services that she has to offer, that they'll understand that, you know, it is with integrity and with honesty, and she's going to be there for them. And I just thank you, Father, for just this broadcast. It's awesome. And I thank you, Lord God, for the music, Lord God, that we'll play, that you'll be glorified even in the music, Lord God. Be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to introduce this psalm and to all for the first time. We have our special guest, Ms. Pamela Barnes. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Amen. So we want to talk all about you. We want to talk all about you, and as I look forward to, you know, getting to know about your products and services, and that's wonderful. But I want to hear what you have to say, and just give an introduction to, you know, about yourself and background and whatever you'd like us to know about you.
Okay, great. First, I want to thank you, and I appreciate you for inviting me to be a guest on your show. And I am very thankful that I met George Diaz and he introduced me to you. What a blessing. I am just very grateful. My name is Pamela Barnes, and I'm from the East Coast, and I moved out to California about 14 years now, and I am just grateful to have a great connection with God. I've always knew that there was something there, and I've gone through a few different types of denominations, and I found where I belong, and I'm grateful for God to show me that where I need to be and where I am able to grow and thrive. And so I'm just grateful for that. And Basically, I am a administrative assistant for the city that I work in California, and doing that for several years. And I'm just grateful for the blessings that I received through just following the lead of my divine counsel through meditation to get advice and guidance. And when I listen to it and be brave and know that God is with me, things turn out well. And I just learned from this experience. It's been a great experience moving here. And I just want to say that off the top. I don't know if there are any particular questions, but that's basically me, and I'm just thankful to for what I have and for what I learned over the years, and that's about it.
Okay, and I know we just threw everything at you today, and you're doing okay, you know, just calm down.
Yeah, I'm typically a shy person, so
I can tell.
It's a big thing for me.
Being really shy and timid, but you're just talking to me, you know? Just think about that. You're on the phone only talking to me and the Lord, and that's it. Just gotta give you a little bit more inside knowledge, but, you know, you don't be shy. Just let it rip, you know? And so tell us, you've been selling this product, the energy product, for how long?
About over a year now. It's ambient energy, and basically, I've been a administrative assistant throughout my career, and I've been looking for some additional income, and I did not want to sell products. And I wanted to have residual income. So at a gathering, someone introduced this company to me, and I took a look at it, and I was like, okay, this is for me. I can do this. But basically what it is I share with my friends and family and people that I meet what I'm doing, and basically give them an opportunity to be a consultant and earn money, or be a customer and save some money. And we are working on being in every state currently. We are in 15 states and growing. And we've been around for 7 years, and we've are number 14 on the direct selling news, which is a newspaper, a magazine that calculates all the sales of direct marketing companies worldwide, and they list the top 100 every year. And we've been in business for 7 years, and we reached number 14, which is amazing, because other people, the top people, have been in the business for an average of 50 years. So that's basically the gist of it. In some states, we are electric. Some states, we are only natural gas. In other states, we're both. And we have different, the East Coast has a different process than the West Coast, in that we have a guaranteed savings, and in Texas is basically, you see a huge discount on your rates. So it's basically, it varies from state to state, but basically it's a growing company, and I am thankful that I've partner up with this company.
Okay, so see how you did so well telling us about the products and stuff. So tell us from now about you.
Yeah, I've practiced at that part. I haven't practiced about telling about myself, which I guess we'll start now. But yes, I am a single person, not married, so I have plenty of time to do the business after hours. I grew up in New York and went to a Baptist church there and got baptized there. And since then, I've grown and learned that basically, as long as I maintain my connection with God and my communication with God, I'm guided by Him and all is well. And so I have a sibling, I have a sister in South Carolina, and I have family here. My uncle is here, so we are a small family, and that's why I cherish my friends and gatherings when I do get together with friends, because my mom has left me, my grandmother's gone on, passed on, they both passed away. So I definitely cherish my friends and family, our quality time together. It is it's really needed to have a connection with others, just to bring joy into the world and to be a happy person and to be giving to others is very important. And that's basically what I'm focusing on now. My goal is to continue to visualize my dreams and goals. I like to read this scripture really inspires me. It's John 14:12. It says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father." So I really cling on to that in my everyday life, and because I'm mainly a solitary person, so I just keep that in my mind to with others and to just to stay in the world, basically, in that being connected to my brothers and sisters in the world. And that's basically where I am now. I've recently have been working on meditating and staying connected to spirit in that fashion.
Amen. This is awesome. So I guess later on you're going to preach on that John 14. That is a powerful scripture. I love it. That is really amazing, because we just came out of the season, you know, when we reflect on the things that what Jesus did. So that'll be something you'll be able to teach on later on in the broadcast, if the Lord allows. So thank you, and you're in ministry, as you say, too, in service and support, you know, and that's powerful, you know. That's the most important job, really, because the background, there's so much that has to be done. And you wouldn't believe, without you, then the things just are not done. And sometimes, and I would say maybe 99% of the times, it seems like the work that you do is not appreciated. But I'm letting you know right now, it is appreciated, okay? If no one ever say thank you, let me tell you thank you for the work that you do, because it's just fascinating. Because in a secular world, I was a military as well as a civilian secretary, you know, for the secretary and assistant secretary of the Army. And those are the things that have to be done, those background, tedious copying and stapling and delivering and mailing and formatting and to make everyone look good, putting their uniforms together, going before the cameras, you know, so many things. And if you're just not there, they just fall apart. Because I remember my father, you're talking about your grandmother's gone on and so forth, but I remember when my father was sick, you know, he was never a sick man. So the last 2 years of his life, he just got weaker and weaker. And I told them, look, I got to go. I got to take care of my dad. And they gave me 4 months off family leave, which was, I was surprised. But that's without pay. But they call me every day. And so I thought I was supposed to tell me, why y'all calling me? Why are you calling me? So are you coming back? I'm like, You gave me 4 months off. Now, why are you calling me? So you are so important. I'm telling you, please, just kudos to you for the work that you do in administration. It's essential. It is absolutely essential. That's what I do here for the Kingdom of God, my King Service, Pentecostal Church of God, my King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, my King's TV. And my husband, you know, he's the visionary and, you know his teaching the word and ministering to so many people. But my basic job is administration, you know, to make sure that the word goes forward and he has no hindrance, you know. And, you know, it seems, you know, like, you know, a lot of work that you're doing and it's not appreciative, but I'm telling you, it's very much so appreciative. So take it from me, okay? If they have not told you thanks or give you a secretary's flowers or anything, just thank you. Thank you for the work you're doing there in California. Really awesome, awesome job. Yeah,
appreciate it.
So I am grateful that you're on the broadcast and ministering the word. And so do you have, you said that you had a 20 minutes presentation you'd like to deliver. Would you want to do that now, or would you want to talk a little bit more about what your aspirations are? What would you want to see this product do for others?
Oh, great question. I would definitely want people to receive financial freedom. That is my goal for myself. And once I say this in my mind, but I've been, Spirit has told me differently along the way. But I've been, in the past, I've been saying that once I take care of all my financial needs, then I'm free to do whatever I want to do. You know, help the poor, create my, I want to create a community center where people can go and just meditate and have food and just relax. So that's one of my end goals, is creating a place where people can just come and just free their mind from the worries. And so that's one of my end goals, and that's my main one, really. And my second one is to just be able to give to others, and that I spend more time with friends and family and be able to take them on vacations, just spend quality time is the whole gist of it. It's not to be concerned about money. This is my goal of doing this part-time business. And that's my desire for everyone else, is to meet their goals. Whatever, if money is holding them back, I would love for them to be successful in this business and to take care of, you know, their bills or whatever is concerning them, and to move on so that they can have the time better used for the freedom of whatever they want to do as far as giving to the world. So that's my main reason for doing this and sharing it and being here on this on your show tonight. It's just to give people the opportunity to see this, and if they are able to use it, excellent. If they know someone who's able to use it, great. But basically just giving someone an opportunity to know that there's something else that can be done.
So are you ready to let us listen to that now? So we'll do it because we'd have a straight 20 minutes, and then before I play some music and bring you back on, would you like to share it with us now? Are you able to?
Okay, yes, I am. It's actually a DVD, so we'll let you listen to the audio.
This has changed my life.
Let me know if this is a good level for you.
Yes, you can hear it.
We realized our 401k wasn't going to be enough.
And it has quickly become a retirement plan B.
There are thousands of independent consultants working with Ambit Energy today, and each one has a different reason for joining. What's yours? Why exactly are you watching this video right now? Well, whatever your reason, whether it's to spend more time with your kids, get yourself out of the rat race, or gain your financial freedom, Ambit can get you there. Now let's start with describing the business. Ambit is a national provider of electricity and natural gas in select deregulated markets. Now, everybody uses energy, right? And all those people would like to save money on that energy, right? Well, with Ambit, you can help them do just that, month after month. You'll be saving people some serious dollars, too, dollars that can make a difference in their lives. And unlike other direct selling companies, there's no inventory, no deliveries, and no collection. In fact, as an Ambit consultant, you really only have to do two things. Gather new Ambit customers and teach others to do the same. That's it. But what makes this possible? Deregulation. The co-founders of the company, Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss, understood deregulation from their time in the telecom industry, but saw an even better opportunity in energy. In 2006, they created Ambit Energy with one goal, to be the finest and most respected retail energy provider in America. And they work hard to earn that respect every day. Ambit uses direct selling over conventional marketing because it's the best way to pick up loyal customers. And they give consultants everything they need to make gathering those customers easy. Low rates, a loyalty rewards program, and the opportunity to earn free energy by referring a few new customers. The plan is working. Today, Ambit has over 1 million customers and over $1 billion in annual revenue. Why is Ambit growing so quickly? One reason. They give consultants three ways to make money, three ways to take you further down your path to financial freedom. There are bonuses for signing up customers and saving them money on their gas or electric bill, bonuses when your team members sign up customers, and most importantly, monthly residual income. You'll get rewarded every time you grow your business, and potentially every time anyone on your team pays their energy bill. Yes, there's a small one-time fee to get you going, but with so many ways to earn, you'll be able to get that investment back in no time. Plus, you know those customers you'll be gathering? They go towards your personal referrals, so you too can earn free energy. Would you like to learn more about being an Ambit consultant? Are you thinking about your reason why? Well, you're just a few steps away. Watch the rest of the videos. They're short. And talk to the person who sent you here. They'll be glad to answer all your questions. I wanted to be able to give more to my church, both time and money.
I have two babies, and I wanted to stay home with them.
What's your reason for considering becoming an Ambit Energy consultant? Well, whatever it is, we have a lot of reasons it makes sense. A company background is just one example.
Since their first conversation in 2006, Ambit Energy co-founders Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss knew there was a tremendous opportunity with energy deregulation. Now, all they needed to do was build a company.
When we opened our offices in downtown Dallas, we took down all the walls. We wanted the open space, and we wanted an open culture. The executives all sit right next to each other, so there's lots of open communications. At the same time, we put in some very inexpensive $19 folding tables. They're not very attractive, but we decided not to invest in fancy offices and elegant furniture. We wanted to focus all our resources with the systems and people.
Jerry set an early and very ambitious goal for their new company, to be the finest and most respected retail energy provider in America.
We knew that whenever a consultant approached someone about becoming an Ambit customer or consultant, they would be putting their reputations on the line. They would be trusting that Ambit would deliver its promise, not just some of the time, but all of the time, and we wanted to be worthy of that trust. We wanted to make them proud.
Both veterans of the 90s telecom boom and its co-founders have years of high-growth management experience. As chief executive officer, Jerry's background in finance and operations has provided the company with steady leadership. His co-founder and Ambit's chief marketing officer, Chris Chambliss, leads the company's efforts to establish a nationally recognized retail brand in the energy industry, utilizing the power of person-to-person marketing.
You know, people ask us all the time why we chose direct selling as our model for acquiring customers, and the truth is simple. Friends and family members make better customers. You know, traditional advertising, especially in today's hyper-paced internet culture, just doesn't produce loyal customers. And direct selling can do that at a very attractive cost of acquisition. You know, our customers are people we know, love, and trust. They pay their bills on time, they stay loyal to the brand, and they even spread the word to others.
Has the approach worked? Well, in its first 7 years, Ambit has attracted over 1 million satisfied customers while growing annual revenue from startups to over $1 billion. That kind of growth doesn't go unrecognized. In 2010, Ambit Energy was named the fastest-growing privately held company in America by Inc. magazine. Ambit has also earned its place in the direct selling industry, listed by the Direct Selling News Global 100 as one of the largest direct selling companies in the world and the largest direct selling energy provider.
I think it surprises people to hear us say that we could have grown faster, but it's true. We purposely controlled Ambit's growth to ensure that we're always building on a solid foundation of systems and people that will enable us to be a great company years into the future and not just a flash in the pan. One of the first decisions Chris and I made in the very beginning was to never sacrifice integrity for growth. As proud as we are of Ambit's success, we want to make certain we continue to do it the right way.
It is this dedication to building a company the right way, along with their past experience with fast-paced, high-growth businesses that continue to fuel Ambit to this day.
A business filled with gimmicks, high for exaggeration, is just not sustainable. It's just a weak foundation that ultimately is going to collapse. I think the only way to build a solid foundation is to work hard, do the right thing, and hold everybody, especially yourself, to high standards. It's harder, it's slower, but in the long run, I think it's always worth it.
Well, my husband and I want to travel and see the world.
The reason was a little extra income to get out of debt. Now I'm planning early retirement. That sounds real good to me. There are a lot of reasons people become Ambit Energy consultants. There are also a lot of reasons they stay.
To really understand the Ambit opportunity, you have to understand energy deregulation. Monopolies have broken up before. Everyone agrees competition is a good thing. But energy deregulation is different. It began in the 1990s and is spreading slowly state by state, so the opportunity continues to grow. Even though Ambit Energy has over 1 million customers, we're still in fewer than half the deregulated states, with market shares of no more than 3 to 5%. So here's the opportunity for you. Everybody uses energy every day, and everybody pays for energy, month after month. When you switch to Ambit Energy, you're billed the same way and your energy comes from the same place. Nothing changes, except the price you pay. In some cases, Ambit saves its customers up to 15 to 20%. But saving is only part of the story. Ambit is really about value. We have a rewards program that rewards new customers just for signing up, then lets them earn points towards more rewards with every bill paid. Ambit even has a program that lets people earn free energy. If you refer 15 or more new Ambit customers, you get a free energy credit equal to their average energy cost. And that's on every bill, as long as you maintain at least 15 customers. No one else has a program like this. No one else offers customer service like Ambit either. We have a world-class facility near Dallas, Texas, staffed with an ever-growing, well-trained group of dedicated customer service professionals. And if you become a consultant, you'll be glad to know there's a group dedicated to consultant support as well. Remember, as an Ambit Energy independent consultant, your job is simply to gather new customers and help others do the same. You can see how Ambit's electricity and natural gas services will sell themselves. Yet, Ambit continues to invest in consultant training to ensure your Ambit business grows as big as you want it to be. We've developed a proven system of leader support, in-person business presentations, and online resources that are second to none. And Ambit's co-founders, executives, and consultant leaders regularly travel to Ambit markets to meet and talk with and listen to Ambit consultants and prospects across the country. And every fall, thousands of consultants come to Dallas for the event of the year, Ambit Energy's Ambition. This convention plus is 4 days of training, networking, inspiration, and fun that helps consultants grow both professionally and personally. For the serious consultant, it's a must attend. And if you're serious about being an Ambit consultant, watch our video about the compensation plan. It's the final piece in the consultant puzzle and the one that will get you most excited about the Ambit system and your personal opportunity.
I just wanted more time with my wife.
We run our Ambit business together.
I'm actually going to be able to send my kids to college without student loans.
People choose to become Ambit Energy consultants for all kinds of reasons. After you see how our compensation plan works, you'll know they made the right choice.
Here's the best part about owning your own business with Ambit Energy. While you're saving other people money, you're earning money for yourself. This everyday win-win is what Ambit is all about. With Ambit's compensation plan, there are three ways you can earn income. Bonuses for getting customers, bonuses when other people in your organization get customers, and residual income. In fact, right from the start, you can earn bonuses just for signing up a handful of customers who want to save money and maybe even earn free energy. When you sign yourself up as your first Ambit customer, Ambit gives you one customer point. When you set up your business building website, you get two more points. And when you gather just two more customers within your first 4 weeks, you earn your first bonus of $100, and you just keep going from there. Sign up five more customers, and you'll earn another $100. Keep signing up customers, and you can earn additional bonuses, all the way up to $400. But the Ambit opportunity isn't just about gathering customers. You're also looking for other people who want to start their own business and change their financial future. Sign up a new consultant and help them get their first few customers, and not only will they earn $100, but you'll earn $100 too. So you get to help others reach their financial goals and get paid for it. This gets us to the second way you earn income through Ambit. As you sponsor new consultants, you have the opportunity to promote to new levels within the organization. In fact, while you're earning bonuses, gathering a handful of customers, and sponsoring new consultants, you are meeting your requirements for your first promotion. And guess what? The more you promote, the more you get paid. When you achieve your first promotion, for example, you'll earn an additional $55 every time you sponsor a new consultant and help them gather their first few customers. This is on top of the $100 in immediate bonus money. Then, when you continue to promote to additional levels, you'll earn additional raises. And all the time this is going on, you're building a business that takes you right into the third and most lucrative way to earn income with Ambit. This is the real power of Ambit, long-term residual income. When you sign up customers, you earn a bonus, but you also earn residual income every time you pay an energy bill. That's money straight to you every month. And yes, you'll earn additional income from sponsoring additional Ambit consultants and helping them gather customers, but you'll also earn residual income from their customers and their customers' customers, all the way through seven levels of your growing Ambit organization. Again, that's money straight to you every month. While the math may be confusing, the idea is extremely simple. Here's one modest example. Let's say you sign up 20 customers and sponsor three consultants. If those three consultants sign up just three customers each, and this continues down through five levels of your organization, you would earn almost $400 a month, month after month. If this growth continues down through your sixth level, that monthly commission jumps to nearly $2,000. But it doesn't stop there. With Ambit's powerful residual commission plan, you will also get paid down to the seventh level of your organization, which in this same scenario would bring your monthly total to more than $11,000. While we have a number of consultants earning this and more, we realize that not everyone will achieve this type of growth. However, this example does show how thousands of consultants are utilizing the Ambit opportunity to reach their financial goals by earning a steady residual income, income that enables them to buy a bigger house, get out of debt, or save more for retirement or their kids' education. While this alone is impressive, Ambit's compensation plan takes residual income one step further to maximize your earning potential. As you move up and promote yourself through the different levels of the organization, you can qualify to earn a bonus on every new customer that comes in through unlimited levels. And this isn't just a one-time bonus. This is another bonus you'll earn month after month after month. All this earning begins with a small one-time fee of $429, which gives you the tools and information you need to start building your Ambit business right away. And for only $24.95 a month, you'll gain access to everything you need to maximize and manage your business, including customer management software, training websites, accounting tools, and much more. You will also have access to Ambit's consultant support team, who are there 6 days a week to answer your questions and help you build your business. No matter how you look at it, that's a small investment, and you get to own your own business in a multi-billion dollar industry. With Ambit Energy, the right company, with the right product, at the right time, the possibilities are endless. And yes, it's even possible to gain your financial freedom.
Okay, thank you.
That was awesome. So tell us, how, if someone heard this broadcast and they were interested in what was said, how can they get in touch with you to, I got your email address on the web, you know, in the portfolio and phone number, but could you tell us how they could reach you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the best way, is either by my cell phone, 510-333-2926, or through my email address, which is barnesinvestments@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you tell us it again, so just in case if someone is trying to get to write down a pen or paper, sometimes they don't get it right away.
My email address is Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, Investments, I-N-V-E-S-T-M-E-N-T-S, @gmail.com. And my phone number, 510-333-2926. And if you wanted to look at the website again, you can just contact me. But the website is www.income.energy526.com.
Wow. Okay.
Just feel free to give me a call and just give me a few days to get, no more than 2 days to get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I haven't called you back in a couple of days, just give me a call. That just means I couldn't hear your number clearly. But, yeah, I am thankful for this opportunity.
Amen.
To share this with you all.
It sounds really awesome. So basically, I'm in North Carolina. Are they available in this area or no?
Not at this moment, but our goal is to be in all 50 states. We just opened in 2 states, New Hampshire and Virginia, so we're moving our way down to the south.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I look forward to it being in North Carolina because I have family in North Carolina as well as South Carolina. So.
Okay.
Look forward to that.
Oh, so you're not even here for me to take advantage of this as yet. Oh.
Well, the thing is, you could do this anywhere, which is amazing, because I met someone who's actually in North Pole, Alaska, and they don't have energy there. But she has still she's grown her business because she knows people who knows people in different states, you know, because we are connected by email. We can do this worldwide. Which is why, another reason why I like it, you don't have to actually have it in your state to actually do the business. All you need is computers and a cell phone to share this.
Okay, wow. Okay, so, but the person in the, what states are you available in? Do you know?
Currently, yes. We are in, I wrote them down just in case you asked. We're in California, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Virginia, Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, and Virginia. I think I said Virginia twice. But, yeah, we're in these states currently.
Okay.
So we're adding new ones every year.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so California, of course, California is always first to do stuff. Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maryland.
Massachusetts.
Okay, Massachusetts. New Hampshire, right? Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Rhode Island, Virginia. Oh, New Jersey. Is that West Virginia or just Virginia? Not West Virginia, just Virginia.
It's Virginia, yeah.
And at Washington, D.C., then you said New Hampshire again. So I got
New
Jersey.
That's
wow. That's really beautiful. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 states and the districts. So the District of Columbia, that is really awesome. Yeah, so you got...
Mm-hmm. We have family spread out, so it's not impossible to do it, get started, even though you don't have energy in your state, which I think is amazing.
Right. You got the district is running things. So. New Jersey, oh my goodness, I love New Jersey. All these states, so they're like, you got West Coast and East Coast, nothing in the Midwest yet. Nothing in the central parts of America yet. That's in the South, not yet. So, but in God's timing, and so you positioned yourself. You said the company is only 7 years old. Wow, that is really good. So, always gonna pray that God continue to bless you as you meet your goals. I'm sure you will with this, it being at the beginning and such great. Now, they had mentioned a magazine. I didn't quite hear it clearly. What was the magazine that recommended them?
It is Success from Home magazine.
Okay.
It's a magazine that features network marketing companies.
Right.
They do one company a month. And for the last about 4 years, we've been featured in it, so which is a great accolade, is that we've been in the magazine for 4 years now. So.
Oh, that is awesome. That's powerful too. I've read a lot of the Success magazine's articles from different companies, so it's really, really good. So, yeah, that is. I think God is just positioning people to, be there, that you will be able to service and minister to with this. And so I pray for you and your success. And your website, again, to reach you is www.incom.energy526.com.
Right, correct? That's the website.
And then
you want to look at the video again, or to the right of the video is you can click on my information. And I'm
emailing
that way as well.
And then your email was barnesinvestment@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
And phone number 510-333-2926. And that would be, if anyone's interested in contacting you, you'll be able to commune with them and get them further information for signing up as a customer or a consultant. Or both.
Exactly.
That is awesome. I pray that they do call you, and I thank you, for your time that you've spent with us. And, you did really well, I want to tell you. That was very, very good.
Thank you.
If you like, I can play some music. I had some Westbrook singers. I had them on last night. I'm going to play theirs. I'm trying to find the other CD, but I have the Westbrook where you can take refresh yourself, and if you'd like to come back to minister to the audience, we're going to give you that time when we come back listening to two sounds, okay? So we'll be right back.
Great.
Oh, God, I'm Thank you.
back to the Mike King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network and Mike King's TV, and I am your host, Archbishop Marcia Karen Abrams, and we have a dynamic special guest speaker, Ms. Pamela Barnes, and we're just thanking God for you all that have just tuned in to the broadcast, those that have been listening for the past hour. We're at the top of the hour, and I want to see if do you want to minister the word tonight, and are you ready for that? And if not, we'll, you know, I know you have a word. I know you have a word.
Well, I like to share something that I've read. It's a book about spiritual liberation by Michael Bernard Beckwith. And basically, part of it says, if love has a major presence as a personal law in your life, observe how often you allow or block love from flowing in and out of your experience. The example says, do you say today I'm going to protect myself? I'm not going to get hurt. Then cloister your heart, blocking the energy of love that longs to be both a receiving and giving channel through your life? Or do you look for the countless ways in which life is eager to receive and reciprocate your gift of love? And basically, I feel I'm in this stage right now, opening up my heart to share my gifts to the world. I believe my spiritual gift is encouraging others and just showing people the love that God has for us and how we just remain in Him and be encouraged and less fearful about what's going on in our world today. And basically, I just wanted to share that with you as well, because basically, that's what I've been working on recently, is remaining in love, remaining in God, and not being concerned about what's going on in now this wonderful world of ours, and just remaining close to God.
And that is powerful. It's really, that's very heavy, you know, and you can expound on that even further, you know, and that is, you know, this world needs love, you know, and if we have products, services, and that with love, you know, that's one of the key ingredients, if you believe it or not, why I have always been the most successful salesperson. Shows up on the scene with anything that God puts in my hand. What I've always done since I was 13 was always extend the love of God to the people and tell them how wonderful they were, you know. And trust me, once I say how great they are, you know, they buy anything that's in my hand. It's a key to success. I mean, it works every time. But, you see, they also know if it's just sincere. If you're just saying it just to say it, you can't hide true love. You know what I'm saying? It's not something you can deceive people with. So when it's sincere,
right,
they can tell that it's coming from your heart. For one of the products I used to, at 13, I was working from my junior high school. I went straight to work across the street, and it was just really bagging the peanuts. You know, you roast the peanuts and you bag it. And then the other thing the gentleman had me doing was, you know, taking the greens and cutting it, washing it, cutting it, and putting a rubber band around it. Well, I couldn't keep enough peanuts going in the bags because the people kept coming and just taking it. As soon as I finished one bag, and I talked to everyone. And, you know, I was sharing with you earlier that my numbers have reached, and I told the Westbrook Singers yesterday that they made my number hit 13 million on my LinkedIn network. Personal, first line, not second or third, first line connection to me, my name, that many people. And I literally talk to each person. You know, so with the bag, I know, right? I've actually spoken to these people. Not only an email, text, or something, some type of communication back and forth, and then some people are belligerent or whatever, I'll block them because they just don't get it, and they're wasting my time. But I did still spend some time with them. But in doing the peanuts, I don't remember what I did, but I crafted a skill of telling the person, you're so great, you know, thank you for the quarter, you know, because they paid a whole quarter, 25 cents. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. That was a lot of money back then, you know. And, you know, I was like, thank you for the quarter, you know, because the guy I worked for wasn't paying me, you know. So I had to come up with some other strategy because I would be there every day faithfully, and every week I wouldn't see a paycheck. So, you know what? I said, you know what? Okay, I know what I'm going to do. So I, you know, started working on tips. And I tell you, those people would push that quarter in my hand. And I remember this one older lady, I don't remember her name or anything, but I remember what she said to me. She said, you will always have money in your hand. And as she was pressing the quarter into my hand, I thought it was going to go through my hand. And she said, listen, you got to be honest with the people. You got to be honest. And she's looking me in my eyes. I'm looking at her because she's hurting my hand. You know, like, I don't want to hurt this old lady, you know. And she said, you got to be honest with the people. You got to be honest with the people. I'm like, okay, all right, eat it up off the hand. Take the peanut and go, you know. And I just remember that stayed with me. Even now, I'm still talking about it, and I've always did that in service. When the, you know, it was, so it was never about the money. And really, even now, I was talking to Mr. Diaz, and he's like, "How do you do it? I mean, you got 29,000 listeners on the radio now. But if you ask every one of them for a donation of 50 cents, you know how much money that is." And I said, "But I don't ask people for money." He said, "What?" I don't ask people for money. In ministry, I wanted that the people hear the word of God and get that, get to know God for themselves truly, because so many people have, you know, as I was sharing with you, my armor bearer was, you know, chastising me about, you know, you're archbishop and you should not have want for anything. But see, the things that I have want for, the material things are nothing to me, you see? But the glory of God is everything. The word of God is everything to me. So I think differently than most of the ministries that are out here with the big edifice and all of that. And so it's a different mindset, you know? And so right. No one, I don't want anybody to write me a $1 million check or whatever and run me down with $2 million, because then I would be worshiping the money and not God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that the people that are listening to the broadcast would hear the word of God and then give people a platform for you yourself. It's got to have a product and service to minister to the people with that product, to bless the people in going, and the people are going to run after you, fortify, like, wait a minute, I didn't sign up yet. Oh, well, I'll get back with you. No, stay down. And I'm telling you, everything that I do, people bring to me, and I introduce it. You know, I talk about it, and as I'm going, they're going, wait a minute, you told me about something. You know, the great work. They literally, it's a strategy that really works, because they find love, and I told them something good about themselves, compliments. Oh, my goodness, that's the greatest thing. I mean, oh, my goodness. I'll give you another example. At CVS just the other day, and went to get my mother's medicine. You know, she got a refill of her meds, and went to pick that up. And, of course, I was short, you know, with the change. I had enough, and I already charged what I wanted to charge. So I told the lady, well, just take this bag off the charge and just, you know, just give me the meds. And she was like, I am so confused. But
Okay.
But before she started all of that, I said to her, and she really, really wasn't like a very, very, very attractive person, you know. But I don't know, when I saw her, I said, wow, you're beautiful. That's all I said, really. And I meant that sincerely, you know. I wasn't lying or anything. You know, she was beautiful in her, the way she looked at the time I looked at her. And, you know, she looked at me like she never heard that before or something, you know. And I could see it in her eyes, and all of a sudden she was like piercing at me, "What you want?" You know. But she felt like a smile. She said, "Thank you," and I was like, "You're welcome." And anyway, and so then I started telling her what I had to do. You know, listen, all the money in my car, so this is what we got to do. Got to get my mom's meds and so on and so forth. And as I shared that with her, and it was a small amount. It wasn't even a very large amount. I wanted to just, you know, take off something already purchased. And she already rang up everything, and she just scratched her head, and she went, as I was talking, she went in the back, and she came back with $5. And she said, "Could you sign?" I said, "Okay, I'll sign. And then, you know, she paid for it. And I was like, "Oh, my God, you know, bless you like that?" She said, yeah, it was just totally confusing, so it's okay.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, you know, but I'm telling you, without that compliment, she would not have done that, you know? And that is like, I see that over and over. Another strategy I learned from another major company that started very small, a woman, I won't say her name because I don't want to, you know, interfere with your company's name because that's what we're dealing with today. But one of the keys to her success was telling a woman how beautiful they were. And I was like, "Gosh, hey, she got my idea. Where'd she get that from?" "Oh, my idea," you know. And she said that is the most important because ladies, they wear so many hats and they're so busy and they take care of so many things but never get told thank you or how gorgeous they are. I really appreciate you, for, you know, the mom or she's a secretary. That's why I was complimenting you so much on the job that you do. So people are so busy, they don't take the time to say thank you.
Right.
They're so rushed to get the end result, the bottom line, or get to that board meeting. They forget that it's the little things, the little inches that make that big board meeting a success. It's the little things. And so the same thing, so that's what the lady said. If the lady is not beautiful, you know, she must wear a brooch or something or jewelry or something, her hairstyle, her outfit, or, I mean, you got to find something on this woman that you can say is beautiful.
Something to compliment.
That is a compliment you compliment on, and since it's theirs, they, you know, will just home into what it is that you want. Immediately, it's no longer them. It's like immediately they want to see what they can do to help you, and that has been my greatest success in you know, and I'm using the same strategy in ministry of the Word of God. Because majority of people do not want to hear nothing about Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear about the blood. They don't want to hear about God, definitely not God. They don't want to hear about all this because they have been, so many people have subverted it. So many people have taken advantage of the people and their sincerity because there's a holistic sincerity when it comes to God, you know, and people reverence. We have a lot of hurting people. So what strategy God sent me as a master salesperson, I'm serious, I have a master salesperson to teach the children of God the Word of God and show that sincere love that I learned from that old lady when I was, you know, 13 years old with that coin. Yeah, I wanted the coin in my hand. I needed that because my boss wasn't going to pay me. And, you know, but I wanted to make sure that I just wasn't about the money, and I wanted to give them integrity with the product that I gave them. So I made the best peanuts, man, the best roasted peanut. I was there on time after class, after school was out. I ran over across the street, started, you know, set my little, you know, got the thing roasting, get the fire going, and put that peanut in there and made sure it was just right at a certain time, not too hot, not too cold, you know, just right, taking it out and then putting it in the bag and, you know, wrapping it. I could not keep enough bags ready because the customers knew when I was coming from school. They knew when I was going to be there, and they came running in the door. That man had so many customers because of me. because he even said, I've never had this much customers in my life. And then when it came to the greens, I would wash them, make sure it would wash real good, the kale green, the mustard green, the turnip green, the collard green, everything was washed right, and, you know, and I cut it just right and put the rubber band, and they, the greens were just going off the shell, you know. So this man's making buku money, and all I got was the tip. But you know what? I know what to do with a penny, and I know what to do with a dime, and I know. And I bought my very first pot and pan set. Like, what am I going to do with a pot and pan? You know, I had 13, but I bought my very first TV, black and white TV. All those nickels and pennies added up, so that was $80 for my first black and white TV, my pot and pan set, completely just mine. Didn't never open it, but I bought it.
Okay.
I was like saving up for the future. This is my pot and pan set. And, you know, it was just like, wow, that's a lot of nickels and dimes. You see what I'm saying? And it worked. And I always told the people something. They tell me about their dog, their cat. But and when they come back, I was like, so how's Ralph doing? You know, that was the dog, Ralph. And I would know their cat's name. I'd know their dog name. I would know what they're going through. And the last thing that they told me, I'd write it down, you know. Say, oh, so you're having like a rheumatoid tortoise? What's going on? I'm like a little doctor there, you know. Okay, well, how's the rheumo going? It's all fine. I said, great, good, good. They put the peanuts for the porter, put the kale, and they, you know, talk to the guy. They're gone. They didn't talk to him long. They just came to see how I was doing. I'm telling you, and it worked. It worked every time. And I tell you, if you just do that with the energy, because energy is vitally needed. The world now is so, I mean, you take care of, like, what is it? I heard it's a natural gas. Was it natural gas or is it just, what are the type of energy? Just the natural gas?
It's electricity and natural gas. I know in some markets they're maybe solar, but basically it's energy and natural gas is what...
Are they doing the solar energy too? And that's going to take off. Solar energy is just, that's just the wave of the future. Yeah,
I believe that is one of the things that they're looking at in some other markets. I know in California we're just natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not certain as far as exactly which locations will have that. But I know they're green certified. That's one of the big things that they're touting. So, and the free energy, they're really big on letting people know. You give referrals and you get free energy.
Yeah, how does that work? I heard that part. Referrals, you get free energy? Wow.
I know. That's hard. So basically, you become a customer and you refer 15 people. You send them through your website and they sign up. And the average of, let's say, the 15 people, their bill totals averages $100, and your bill is $100 that month. So you won't be paying for your electricity or natural gas that month. So it's this wonderful program for people who have large energy bills and able to get referrals. They can have low energy bills or no. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, my energy is out the, you know, because we're on the air, radio, and TV. We're running our systems all the time, so it goes quite up there, water and electricity. So, gas, everything. We're burning the lamps. So we keep the light on for you. And that's somebody else's commercial. We keep the light on for you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that is awesome. That is so wonderful. I think you'll do real successful. Just listen to what that old lady told me, you know, just integrity, honesty, not looking at the dollars, but just showing love. And what you said earlier, John 14 was very good. You can apply that also, you know. You can apply those words.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to just let you preach the word, and I was like, you know, I'm giving her too much stress. I don't want to do that. I don't want to stress you out. Oh, but I know you're enjoying the broadcast, but I will.
I am.
You really are? Yeah, I told you. It's pretty nice. It's
learning
a lot of fun.
You.
And people get to know you. Also, that's another thing is to know you. Another experience, sales experience that I had. I was somewhere, with Syracuse. I'm always selling something, but I think I was in Syracuse at this particular time, and I always have a table, you know, selling my little products, because my goal was to put the children to dance, the children's theater and dance group. So I always had to raise money to make sure their costume was paid for and paid for the theater that they dance in. And at the end of the day, you know, people, you're going to use their place. You have to pay the bill to be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They love what you're doing with the kids. Wonderful. Well, okay, pay me my $1,000, right? So it took me like 4 months to raise enough money to be able to take care of the costumes. And then the practice and stuff, the parents pay a very small amount, like $30 for the 4 months. Okay, one time $30, trust me, that doesn't last, right? And
right.
But they were like, well, we paid. I'm like, okay, all right, great. So basically they had free babysitting for 4 months. But I had to come up with strategies to sell products that I, you know, had, whatever it was. Some people even would do co-assignments or something, put their stuff on, like, because I sold so much, I'm telling you. But my goal was those nickels and dimes and pennies that came in, that was for the $1,000 to pay for that theater, you know, whatever that theater charged, you know. And I had a fever, and it was the word of God going on stage, by the way. So anyway, one time I was sitting in inside the mall. They did allow me to be in their place, and this man came up, and I was listening to him. He was talking, listening. He didn't put no money on the table or nothing. He was just talking to me, talking to him. I was listening. And when he got up, you know, he never left any money, never left anything. He didn't buy anything, and just, you know. But I didn't have anything to do anyway except to sit there and wait for customers to come. But he came back. When he left, he came back. He's like, thank you for listening to me. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That made so much, you know, to him. It was so important. He said, nobody ever listened to me. And you sat here and listened. Well, I had nothing else to do. See, I couldn't leave. if you leave, somebody take your products, you know, off your table, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't leave or anything. So I was just, you know. But I, for the first time, I heard someone say, thank you for listening to me. And I found that was important. So that whole day, I mean, after he left, more people came and donated or whatever, bought products or whatever. Donations, you may came in, but when I had products, that, you know, I always, you know, that worked better than just donations. But that was just such a great impact on my ministry, that you have to listen to people. You have to take the time to hear what it is. And once you hear what they are saying, then your sales are going to come. So what I'm saying is, like, he didn't give me money. You understand? He didn't give me any money. He didn't buy any product. He just sat there for, I don't know, an hour or two talking about whatever it is. Can't even tell you what he talked about. And then he left and came back saying, thank you for listening to me. Then after he left, then a whole flood. I mean, one person came with 600, one person 608. You know, I mean, the funds came in because I listened. It's just, God works differently. It's not the person who you think is going to give the money into your hand. It's somebody you're ministering, and you know, in a different way. So you never look at the money. Never look at the money. Just look at giving that love, and love is so well needed. It is. Oh my goodness! If people know that you're giving them love, you may end up with. Oh my God, what do you call it? Like a paparazzi type of thing happening. You know, they won't let you go, you know. You know, I have to hide myself. I literally make myself like a recluse so they don't know where I'm at. No, seriously, because you're giving away so much love. They want it. They want to grab that, and you never
right.
get anything done because there's so much around you. And they'll give. They'll just give abundantly into you. And then since you're into energy, they'll tell somebody else about what you're doing. And, you know, they'll tell 25 of their friends, look, we got to get the energy from her. Yeah, they'll promote you. And that's what we're doing right now. We're putting a product together, infomercial, about your services so that as you give it out, it's also ministering to someone. Someone, out of all we're saying, is going to hear something that's just going to stimulate them, or they'll hear a nugget of gold from what you said. Amen.
Right.
So I'm excited. I'm very excited about it. As a matter of fact, it's so amazing because I had another young lady that was supposed to come and talk about energy, and from what she said, she didn't say the name of the company, but it sounds so much similar with the number, the short amount of time, 7 years being
oh, really?
In business.
Okay.
And they never came back. They never came back for the broadcast. And I gave them all the bells and whistles and all the things that to prepare, you know. And here you mm-hmm. call, you know, in less than 3 hours, and you are on the air.
Yeah, a huge blessing. Because I tell you, I woke up this morning. Actually, before I went to sleep, I was doing meditation. I try to do it every day and just to check in. And I could just tell I was receiving information. And then this morning I couldn't sleep. I kept waking up. And then later today you called me. I'm like, oh. My first reaction was like, oh, no, not today. Can we do it another day? But then I just stayed still. And something inside me just said, yes, today is the day. Just share what you have. And so, yes, I know that was definitely a blessing from God, saying it's time and just to be more open and to share what I've had. Because, I misspoke a little bit earlier about the solar. I'm thinking about doing that for my home. But Amber Energy is currently just strictly natural gas and electricity, but they're using renewable electricity. So when I think about renewable, I think about solar. But we're not quite there yet. But, yeah, the main thing, getting back to the company, is that I like it that we use selling techniques, but we're not really selling anything because people already are using it. They're using either electricity or natural gas, but you don't have to demonstrate how product works. You're just asking them, do you want to save a little bit of money or do you want to make some money? And that is basically, most people get it, but some people don't want to change from their current provider. And what Abbott does is we don't necessarily have you change from your current provider. We, as the supplier of energy, supplies our energy to your incumbent energy provider. In other words, if you go to the store and you go to the bread aisle, there's like 10, 20 different brands of bread, but you pick the bread that you want, and then you go to checkout counter, but you're still going to pay the store for the bread, but you get to choose which bread you're going to eat. So that's how I generally explain it to some people who are hesitant in using Amber Energy as their energy provider because they think they're going to be cut off or something from their current provider. Like there. So here is I don't know if I should say the name, but our energy provider has been here forever, and some people are hesitant from quote-unquote changing, so I usually tell them, no, you're not necessarily changing from your incumbent. You're just telling your incumbent that you want them to purchase the natural gas from Abbott Energy instead of who they're currently purchasing it from. And basically, since we've been in California, we've been lower than the incumbent. So that's what I like about it. Even if you don't want to be a consultant, you can still help who's someone's dream of being a business owner and receive travel awards for it and also receive a chance to receive free energy and a lower rate on your bill. So that's my, 30-second plug for Amber Energy. But, yeah, it's a wonderful company, and I definitely appreciate it. I'm able to share it with my friends. And another thing is that we are rated A-plus with the Better Business School. Most people want to make sure you have credentials, that you have great customer service. And we've won J.D. Power Award for Best Customer Service Satisfaction, which makes me happy that we're doing something right.
They basically, when they get a bill, it's from their same energy company that you talked about. It's the same one
exactly.
That they used to. So then they would see. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just want to interject that in Texas it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But in all other states, it's basically what you were about to say, about to clarify.
Okay.
Is that it's through the incumbent. All right, go ahead.
So what is this renewable energy? What is that?
That is something that I want to just read here. It says Ambit Energy and Green E-Energy. Basically, it's saying that Ambit respects our customers and the environment. So we offer products that promote renewable energy. And for this, I will have to get more clarification on this. This is something new for me. I've been with the company for a year, and this is basically, I'm trying to verify that this is in California as well, the Green E program. I believe that it is in other states. I'll have to double check on that one. But basically, the gist of it is just double-checking what it says here. Oh, I see. That they use recycling bins in their facilities, et cetera. So basically they're saying that we are a green company.
When you say green, what is that? What are you talking about, green company? Because not everybody knows what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Basically, we do recycling, like usable mugs and totes, and encourage employees to use reusable products instead of plastic bags, that type of thing. In California, in my county, actually, we it's an ordinance where we no longer are using plastic. We are using reusable bags. So I think that's something that most cities are most likely going to move towards. So using plastic, we use just to save the environment and to be sure not to be wasteful. This is the main goal.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because the environment, I'm very big about that. I talk about it even during the broadcast when I'm teaching the word, and I will get to the word. I'll go and do that the last hour. I always bring how does the word of God that was written over, more than 300, a lot of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been written, so how does it apply to us today, and it does. It shows us how we are to care for the earth and that we have to give an account for the damage we've done to the earth. And God is going to ask us, what did we do to the earth? And so that, when I read that in Revelation, that had scared me very much, and to know that we have to start not only conserving, but making sure our environment is clean. And one of the greatest things I found out was the state of New York has the cleanest environment in the world. And I was, like, amazed at that, but it is.
Wow.
Yeah, when you say New York, you're like, what? Because everybody is on bicycle or they're walking or they're doing mass transit. Everybody lives in these apartments, you know, high skyscrapers, so all of it is saving energy. And because of what there's so close proximity in where all the stores are to the jobs are, everything is in walking distance. So you're not burning a lot of the various energy type things that cause pollution. So, you know, it used to be a place that used to have a lot of smog, but now it's the cleanest.
Yes.
The cleanest. It's not only the cleanest in the United States, but in the world. New York, the state of New York. And I was like, wow.
That's surprising.
Yeah. And so they've done a lot to change the way they do things. And so I think you said on the states that were, let me see, that carried your product. Did you say New York? No, you didn't say New York. You said New Jersey. Wow. Well, New York is working very.
It's in New York.
You said New York? I didn't see New
York.
Yes,
New York is one of them. I may have missed them, but it's in New York.
In New York also. Okay, so there's 13, 12 states and one district. Okay, New York. So that is really, really good, you know, to know that there's people coming up with ideas to save our environment for the children. Our children are future generations to have clean air. And so this is good. This is very, very good. So I'll let you speak in some more ministry to us, and then at the top of the hour, I'll go ahead and play a few more sounds from the Westbrook Singers. Then I'll come back with the Word of God, and I'd like, if you don't mind, you praying us out at the end of the broadcast, if you don't mind staying with me while I read 1 Samuel chapter 14. We'll go that in review. We've already read it, but I didn't get a chance to review it, so just give me an opportunity to review. Chapter 14. So go ahead. I'll turn the mic back over to you.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure what to say next. But let's see here.
Tell us how you came up with that, John chapter 14. Yes, and you said that was one of your.
Oh, anyway. Sure. Okay, I would do that. Basically, I came to this because I wanted to tie it into what is the business and what's going on in my life now, and just to help remind myself to stick with this. With this business. Generally speaking, these words come back to me when I stray and just get focused on my day job and other activities. This passage always comes back to me in various forms, different ways. Always. I love science fiction, so I love to see when people in various programs do magical things like flying or teleporting and that type of thing. But basically, I'm getting famous to say I just enjoy miracles. But sci-fi to me is just a reminder of miracles and what we can achieve. Basically, what Jesus told us in the scripture is what he's done, and he has encouraged us that we, too, can do miracles. So I just remind myself of that when I'm down or when I get too focused on not seeing progress in whatever goal that I have. I just, this comes back to me and saying that, like, whatever I
wish to do, just ask in God's name, in Jesus' name, and it'll be done. And so that's basically why I picked that one to talk about and to just expound a little bit more. Has just been a great help to me, just remembering this and following this and asking. And another thing I've been working on is visualization. I am told that that is very helpful in actually manifesting our goals, in addition to asking, seeing it and believing it. And in the past, I've, believed it had me, but I'm currently working on actually seeing it, seeing the outcome of what I want, seeing the life that I want and the experience that I would like to have. It's the spiritual stage I'm in, if you will. Right now, it's just basically focusing on visualization and remembering God's word.
So powerful what you said. It's John 14:12. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works thou he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And that is so awesome, and I didn't even get it earlier, but it is about miracles, because that's what, Jesus Christ did while he was here on earth, and is saying that we will do greater than what he did. And I used to quote that, but it's you reminded me about this. It's very good to meditate. And I love your point about the visualization. That does work. It works every time. I talked about two broadcasts back, I talked about that if you want something, you have a goal, you need to write it down, and that goal will come up off the page once it's written down. It will come into fruition, same thing with the visualization. You have a picture of your goal. So around me, I have a picture of a size 7, buffed lady, just totally, with the, six-pack abs everywhere. And I have, I have the my Mercedes Benz, the black sleek, Benz. I got two pictures right there on the left of me. Then I have, the type of dress that I want to wear, and the bikinis, and the Mercedes Benz in front of me going down the road. So every time I'm in my little studio, I'm looking at, this is the things that I want. And those are material things, but it's going to come. It's going to come. As I do the word of God, as I do the work of God, those desire of my heart, God is going to give it to me, because that's what his word says. And so I love your point about visualization. It is true. And the writing down of those goals, very true. If you don't write it down, it will never happen. I mean, I know so many people, they talk, and they really have a fever and a passion about the things that they desire. They really want it, But until you take the time to take what you said out of your mouth and put it on paper, it will never go anywhere, the people, because nobody cares about your idea except you. Nobody. And one lady, I think it was one of my supervisor, I was his staff sergeant. She was a Jewish lady, but she was also a staff sergeant, and she was my supervisor at the time. And I think I was at Luke Air Force Base. And she said, I think I was working on my bachelor's or something, I was working on my bachelor's at that particular time. And I had finished my course, and I had just gotten my associate's degree. She would help me, everybody would help me when I was doing the associate level. But when I got to the bachelor's level, nobody wanted to help me. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Like, they didn't even want me to go further or what. I didn't know what it was, but all of a sudden everybody, like, turned on me or something, and they wouldn't help me. They're like, you do it. And one of the things she said was, nobody cares about your goal except you. And I was like, was this you trying to hurt my feelings or what? But it's a true statement, you know. Nobody cares about your ideas, no matter how much you, you know, enthusiastically talk about it. Nobody, like, as so much other things that they're doing, they don't really, they'll hear what you're saying, but they're not really listening or paying attention. They're just like, you know, they're not even hearing you, actually. But when you take what you've said and you write it down, and that's found in Habakkuk, God was a prophet, you know, he was mad at God, you know. He was mad at God because God kept on taking care of the, you know, the unsaved people, you know, the persons that weren't perfect, as well as the just people. He was mad, how long, you know. And God said, well, you know, what's your problem, man? Well, write down what you're talking about, you know. Write your vision, you know. And then God also told him to make it plain. Put it on tablets so that they can run with it, that read it, you know. And it's true. I mean, so until you write that thought that you have a goal for energy, okay, what is your goal? Tell me, Mr. Barnes, what is your goal? What is your end result in the next 5 years? That's why I asked you. I said, where do you see yourself in 5 years with this energy? Because you're at the beginning of this thing. A year and a half into it. The company is only 7 years. So in 5 years, the company will be, what, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. But you would be in the business 7 years. 5 years, where do you see, what goal? You got to write it down. You got to write down where you're going to be at. And trust me, you'll either reach it before the 5 years or you'll reach it at the 5 years. But you will reach it once you write it down. You won't reach it if you don't write it down. It'll never come. There'll be people spinning off for you or whatever circumstance, but that goal would never, although you want it, you talk about it, but can you write it down? Then the visualization comes in, just as the Bible says, Habakkuk. You know, okay, let me go to write the vision, right, Habakkuk. Where is that at? That's in the Old Testament. I got to go back in time. I got let me see. Hold on. Let me try. And it works. It really works. Make it plain. Make it plain is a visualization, right, of that thought. Let's see. Rebecca. Is that Rebecca? Rebecca. Okay. Here it is. I got to go back. Got to leave. And I'm getting to, hey, I'm doing ministry. 10. Okay. Rebecca. I love Rebecca, man. And almost there, 10:07. Okay. Going back. This is a little chapter. Okay. Habakkuk was mad at God, verse chapter 1. Fine, and I'll watch to see what God is going to do. He's going to stand on his towel, crossing his hands, you know. You know how somebody's counting and crossing their hands, crossing their feet, you know, lips stuck out. And I'm going to watch and see what he, and talking about God, will say unto me and what I will answer when I'm with truth. And the Lord answered, you know, me, Habakkuk, and he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablet. So that's what I'm saying. You write it out on a paper, right? That they that may run with it, that read it. So reading is a visualization of your goal. So your five-year plan with the energy system that you have to write it out as to what it is. And those people that surround you, that you show love, you talk about love and all that, right? They need to see what your goal is. And when they see it, they have to understand that goal. When they read it, you got to make it plain. Now when you made it plain, then they can run with that goal. You know, your idea is your idea. But now they see it and they can run, they read it and they can run with it. And then it also says that the vision is yet for an appointed time. So the appointed time is 5 years, right? But at the end, it shall speak. Why is it speaking? Because 5 years, you said it May 10th, 2014. 5 years projection that I am going to be at this level and this amount of income, I'll be resting. You already talked about it. I want to rest. I don't want to worry about nothing. I'm going to go quiet place, peaceful. I don't have to worry about nothing.
Right.
You told me, right? You told me. That's your goal. That's what you want. And, you
yeah.
know, but at the same time, you wanted to help her. You see, that's what I was saying, that the gentleman in Syracuse that told me, you listened to me. Why did he say it? Because I can repeat everything he said to me. He said, you listened to me, and you heard me. And he was so happy, he left. So I was looking at my table, and he didn't put one dime down. I said, Lord God, what's wrong with this bitch? Okay. I wasted my time with this guy. But then he came right there, thank you for listening. And then after he did that, then the money came from other sources, other people. So the backer said that the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it will see and it won't lie. Because what you said on May 10, 2014, it's going to show up 5 years from now. It's going, the truth is going to be there. They didn't even talk about it, though it tarried, wait for it, because it will surely come. So whatever level you want to, you know, get that energy system into, whatever, your company, the owners of the company, they're doing these same things with the annual meeting in Texas. Everybody come for a 4-day network collaboration. I mean, you know, this is, you know, getting people all pumped up and all the successful people run across the stage like, ah!
Mm-hmm.
and so all of these things, you see, you want to be across the stage like, ah! You know?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ah! I remember my sister told me to write it down, you know? And then you visualize that peaceful place that, you know, you get a picture from either the internet or you go someplace and you take a camera picture. So it's your picture that you developed and designed. You just put it up on your wall, you know, a big room wall of peaceful surrounding. You could be in the Caribbean or somewhere, the sunset, whatever. It could be just looking at a bird or something, you know, the grass, the blade of grass. Just, nothing's happening, just peaceful, you know, sunrise and whatever. But your peaceful setting, that's what you want, that's your goal, and that's it, you know. And so you got to write that thing down. You got to visualize it, and it will come. It really is very effective, what you said. I love that. I'm in tune with you on that idea. And I love the fact about this John working greater work, and that brings you to a solace. That's amazing to me. You know, that's amazing. So let's hear some sound. And you've been listening to the voice of Ms. Pamela Bond and with her company called Ambit Energy. And she's a consultant for that company. And, tell us how they can get with you, your phone number, email, website, so they would like to order energy or they want to sell energy. How can they reach you?
Sure. You may contact me at 510-333-2926, or you can email me at Barnes, Investment, Investments, at gmail.com, and I'll be happy to speak with you and help you through the process.
Amen. I'll be listening to be hearing two songs, and then I'll be back. Again, you've been listening to Mrs. Barnes with Ambit Energy, and we thank her for being here, our special guest for tonight. Amen. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Is there any way to find the right way? there any hope? No, no,
God,
that was awesome. That was awesome, 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 awesome. The word of God now. Again, I want to welcome each and every one of you back to the My King's Service Worldwide Fellowship Network and My King's TV. And we had a wonderful communion with Ms. Pamela Barnes out of California with the Ambit Energy Company. And we just thank God for her success in her life. And I want to bring the word of God into this and see how it would apply. And we already looked at 1 Samuel chapter 14. We read it in its entirety, and I'll read it again for those who did not hear it before. I want to just bring some understanding of how does that apply, you know, to what we even talking about today, even dealing with energy. You're going to find how the Holy Spirit is going to put it all together, and it's just going to be amazing to you as well as to me, because God always is new every morning. It's fresh. So 1 Samuel chapter 14 says, now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over to the Philistine garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father, and Saul tarried in the uttermost part of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord priest in Shiloh, wearied an ephod, and the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. And between the passengers by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistine garrison, there was a sharp rock on the other on the one side, and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of the one was Boazay, and the name of the other was Shineth. Forefront of this one was situated northward over against Mishmash, and the other southward against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thy heart, turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men and will discover ourselves unto them. If they say thus unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, come up unto us, then we will go up. For the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign unto us. And both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrew come forth out of the hole where they had hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hand and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And the first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within as it was a half acre of land, which an yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison, and the spoilers, they also trembled in the earthquake. So it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then said Saul unto that were with him, number now and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. And Saul said to Ahiah, bring hither the ark of God, for the ark of God was at the time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on an increase. And Saul said unto the priest, withdraw thy hand. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up with them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel, which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day. And the battle passed over unto Beth-Aven. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eat any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemy. So none of the people taste any food. And all they of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father had charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and he dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed be the man that eat any food this day. And the people were faint. Then said Jonathan, my father has troubled the land. See, I pray you, how my eyes have been enlightened because I taste a little of this honey. How much more if happily the people eat freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found? And had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And they smote the Philistines that day from Michmash to Ajalo, Ajalon, and the people were very faint, and the people flew upon the spoil and took sheep and oxen and calf and slew them on the ground, and the people did eat them with the blood. Then saying, behold, the people sinned against the Lord, in that they eat with the blood. And he said, ye have transgressed, roll a great stone upon me this day. And Saul said, despise yourself amongst the people, disperse yourself amongst the people, and say unto them, bring me hither every man his ox and every man his sheep, and slay them here and eat, and sin not against the Lord in eating with the blood. And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night and slew them. And Saul built an altar unto the Lord. The same was the first after he built unto the Lord. And Saul said, let us go down after the Philistines by night and spoil them until the morning light. And let us not leave a man of them. And they said, do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Then said the priest, let us draw near hither unto God. And Saul asked counsel of God, shall I go down after the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he answered him not that day. And Saul said, drew ye near hither all the chief of the people, and know and see wherein this sin has been this day. For as the Lord liveth, which saved Israel, thou though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. Then said he unto all Israel, be ye one on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people said unto Saul, do what seem good unto thee. Therefore Saul said unto the Lord God of Israel, give a perfect lot. And Saul and Jonathan were taken, but the people escaped. And Saul said, cast a lot between me and Jonathan, my son. And Jonathan was taken. And Saul said to Jonathan, tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him and said, I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in my hand, and lo, I must die. And Saul answered, God do so, and much more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan. And then the people said unto Saul, shall Jonathan die who has wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. Then Saul went up from following the Philistine, and the Philistine went to their own place. So Saul took the kingdom over Israel and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, against the children of Ammon, against Edom, and against the king of Zobah, and against the Philistine. And whithersoever he turned himself, he vexed them, and he gathered an host and smote the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that spoiled them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan and Ishbi-Ui and Melchishua, and the names of the two daughters were these: the name of the firstborn, Merab, and the name of his younger, Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, and the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of his host was Abner, and the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. And there was sore war against the Philistines all the day of Saul. And when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him unto him. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy word. I read 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1 through 52. God's word is already blessed, and I thank God. As we look at this battle that launched with Jonathan taking full control, but first seeking God, and as he sought the Lord, he and his armor bearers talking, he said, you know, if the people say this, then we will be taken. If the people say that, then the Lord has given into our hands this, you know. And it is what, as Jonathan said, you know, that's what came to pass. As we hear the Philistine army said, oh, they've come out of hiding, and look, you know, you guys come down. Well, when he said that, that's verse 10 says, but if they say, come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hands, and this shall be a sign. So here in verse 13, it says, and the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armbearer and says, come up to us. Amen? Amen. And we will show you a thing. So this is what I'm saying. So we got to be very careful when we speak. So when we talk positive affirmation of this is the thing that we want, as we were talking earlier about our projection and our five-year plan, we have to write things down. We got to say it. As we want the things to be, it is going to be. And therefore, we will know that the hands of the Lord is upon that which we're doing. Understand? So here, Jonathan said something. I mean, he gave two analogies. It's, you know, if they say this, then, you know, we know we're, you know, we know it's not going to be good for us. But if these people say, come up unto us, then I know that God's hand is with us, and we are going to win this fight. And out of their mouth came the very same words that Jonathan said. So God listens to our prayers. When we say something and we want it done,
you know, God is going to allow the people that you're dealing with to say the things which you said. You understand? No accidents, no coincidence, you know. It's not by power or by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. And so Jonathan said in verse 11, if they say, come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them in our hands. And a lot of people want signs, you know, when they're doing things, they want to see, well, how do I know that God is with me on this? You know, and they ask for a sign or whatever, you know. Well, if you say it, then it is. As a child of God, whatever comes out of our mouth is. Okay, so if you say negative vibrations into your mind and out of your mouth, it goes into your head and goes to your mind, then that negative thing proceed out of the body, will flow. Out of the body will flow what? Life, living, or death. You know, your tongue speaks life or your tongue speaks death. So if you say positive affirmation, as Jonathan said here in verse 10, but if they say come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hands. So that's how he won the battle, by what he said. Because what the garrison said to him was, come up unto us, and we will show you a thing. You see? So that was a sign. And so, therefore, Jonathan went, you know, full force after the enemy. You understand? Because they repeated exactly what he said, and that's what he knew. That's how he knew God was with him. So that's one of the things I always emphasize when, you know, we have so much, we're so busy in this dispensation of life and doing different things and things we want, success on every hand and various projects that we're trying to undertake and so much. Which way do we go, Lord? What do I do? Where do we, you know, oh, my God, do I stand still? Do I go forward? What do I do? We have to write things down. And the reason why I said writing things down, and I thank God, and I say thank you to Dr. Pastor Sandra Davenport that sent me back a text message saying, Bishop, thank you for telling me to write things down. You know, that was very good, you know, for me to hear that, you know, and I really appreciate that. I get those feedback from the radio broadcast and people hearing what I'm saying, and they're going to apply what I say. But these things was, as we were talking about earlier, was already written by God. God had told the prophet, write the stuff down. So you can see, you have a complaint about something. You want something done. You want something changed. You want to make a difference in this life. You got to write the stuff down so people can, you know, read what you have and then, you know, maybe understand it. If they don't understand it, they don't send it back. If they make it more clear, I like what you got, but just give it to me so I can understand, because you're way over there. You're in the atmosphere somewhere with your ideas. I like it, but I don't understand. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Rewrite it so I can understand. Amen. So this is what we have. When we say something, it is. When we say anything, it is. When you say it positive, it is. When you say negative, it is. Okay? So as children of God, and not only children of God, but anybody, because God created us, human beings, in his image. In his image did he create man, okay? And so we are creative beings, period, okay? So we say stuff, whether you're saying things about the Holy Ghost, they have no ghost. I don't care. When you say something, it is, amen? So if you want to be on the Lord's side and you say something, it is. If you want to be, you know, the greatest devil from hell, well, if you say something, it still is, because God still created you. He created all things for his glory. Amen. And if you want to be the ones that are on the enemy of God, God will still use you for his glory. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Because look at what Jonathan said. If they say, come up to us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered. Now here the enemy said in verse 12, and the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us. See, so Jonathan propelled and projected a positive affirmation that the enemy would say that they would be defeated. Yeah, and the psyche, you got to understand this thing. It's so powerful. And we were talking about this all night, to bring about what it is that you want, whatever it is, whether it's a product or service that you're delivering to people or, You're going to expose the world to help them. You got to write this stuff down. You got to set a plan in order. When the people, you got to also ask God to give you favor so that when you go to meet with the people, that they will be receptive of you. They have other things going on in their mind. I mean, think about it. Our mind only, we only use 20% of our mind, 20% of all of our being. That's all we use. I mean, what about the other 80%? Well, if you're in the God way of dealing with things, you're using another part of your mind, which is, they call it, the scientists call it the God's mind. Okay, so you're using that side of your mind. So you're projecting to be. So you said, I want this meeting to go really good. I want them to accept my ideas, and I want to come out with a sale, shaking hands, sign contracts, and I'm gone. Amen. I got money on the table coming to pay my bills. You get a bad note. You know, they're going to foreclose on your property. They're going to repossess your car. They're going to do all these bad things. And you said, as my armor bearer told me, I bind and rebuke that thought and send that back to the pit of hell. They cannot do that. They can't take my property. They can't take my car. They can't take my land. They can't take nothing. I'm not taking any more losses. I'm only getting increase. I want favor. When I go to the bank, they're going to give me favor. Even though they know I ain't got a dime to pay them, they're still going to open up their heart, and they're going to accept my offer and give me another opportunity to move forward. As I stand before the judge, they're going to give me favor. Got to speak these things and change the atmosphere of what could have been to what shall be in your favor. And it's a command favor, command favor, demand it. Have your angels go forward to bring forth that opportunity, all the resources that God has, cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. Well, it belongs to you too. Well, how are you going to get it? Have the angel go snatch some cattle or whatever you may need to pay that bill. Jesus Christ said to his disciples at one time, they had taxes that they had to pay. He said, well, go see that fish out there and put your hand in the fish's mouth and take out a coin and then pay the taxes so it'll be well with you and me. You know, pay Caesar what's due and, you know, pay God what's due. And so, you know, they could listen to what Jesus said and said, I ain't going to put my hand in no fish's mouth. What kind of, it could be a whale or a shark or something. What's going on? You know, he didn't know what kind of fish it was. Some of them dangerous, you know, killer whales or something, you know. I mean, you know, those little tiny, tiny fish, you know, they eat up man, you know. Can't think of the name of that, but they're dangerous. It could have been one of those fish, you know. But God said, put your hand in the fish's mouth and you pull out the coin. And or you got to put your hand on that fish and sell the fish and there's the money and you pay your bill. You never know, but you got to just go. And you're going. When God tells you to do something, you just do it. God, he did it all the time. He did miracles on top of miracles, saying something, saying the word, you know, taking a dirt and spitting in it and putting it on somebody's eyes and putting it on the eyes. And they said, go wash, you know, go wash in the pool of Shiloh so you can be healed. And so as he went, he was able to see. As he went and he washed, he was able to see. You know, God met another guy, and, you know, he couldn't walk because, couldn't reach that thing. 33 years been sitting there. Nobody could help him. Nobody would help you. Nobody going to help you. We talk about your goal. Nobody cares about your particular need. Nobody. Nobody. Everybody's selfish. So nobody has time for you. So 33 years you sit on the pool waiting for this thing, and the angels come, and you see all these people getting healed, and you can't get there. Jesus Christ shows up. And he said, would you want to be healed? And he's like, instead of saying, yes, I want to be healed, he gave him all kinds of excuses. Well, God, I've been sitting here for 30 years, nobody helps me. But Jesus said, do you want to be healed? What is the problem? I didn't ask you about all the circumstances why you ain't healed. I want to know, do you want to be healed? Again, it's what we say. The man didn't say he wanted to be healed. He started giving Jesus Christ, the man that could heal him, all the excuses as to why he's in the same condition. Amen. So, again, it's what we say out of our mouth. The illustration is said. It's true. Jonathan won the battle. Now check this out. After Jonathan winning the battle, now his life is going to be in jeopardy because he didn't hear what Saul, his father, said to the rest of the people. The rest of the people was told not to eat anything. Now, this is a wicked man. You're going to put your military force in harm's way to fight battle for you for days on end, and you don't want them to eat anything. That's wickedness, man. And if they eat, you're going to curse them. So Jonathan didn't hear the order, you know, and so he disobeyed an order that he didn't hear. Now, there's a saying that just because you didn't know the thing, that there's still no excuse. In the law of man as well as the law of God, you know, ignorance is no excuse. So although Jonathan was ignorant to this law, this edict that went down by his father, saying that you shall not eat anything this day, amen, and if you do eat, you'll be cursed, he was cursed immediately when he ate. Although he won this great slaughter, he won this great battle, and, you know, even and Saul himself is taking credit for it, because whatever the soldier does, the king, you know, the leaders get the, you know, kudos for it, and they march and pomp and dance, you know, I did it, you know. And the little soldier, you know, they may send him a coin or something, right? Maybe if they think about him, if they remember his name, you know, maybe years later, man, like 99 years old, oh, yeah, remember, yeah, Ralph, come up here. We got to honor you now. America does that all the time for its soldiers. And, oh, yeah, remember, yes, he saved our lives, yes, okay. All right, now, Jonathan was about to die, and thank God for the people remembering what he did and just going against the king, saying, look, you can't do this to this guy. Because of him, he did a great thing. He saved Israel from the enemy. You cannot just kill him. And now Saul had every right because his word is law, you know, and he did violate, and, you know, it's his son, but he couldn't say, well, that's my son, and okay, my word is okay for everybody else except my son. So he really literally had to destroy Jonathan and kill him. He should have done that. He had to do it. But thank God the people backed him up and told Saul, God forbid, in verse 45, God forbid, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has wrought with God, okay, this day. Okay, so the people even know that the battle that Jonathan fought was with God. You see, that's what we got to understand. When we say something, when God's hand is with us, we say something, it is done. And the people will know that God did that. Because there's no way that he could have fought and killed all them people. And the you know, as you know, if you look at the numbers that we talked and you look in chapter 13, it says in verse 5, it says, and the Philistines gathered together to fight with Israel 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and all the people as a sand in the multitude, okay? And that was on the seashore in multitude, okay? You couldn't even number the amount of people that were there. They were on the east, you know, they were all over Mishmash, they were from Bethlehem, they were all over the place. And how can this one guy and his armor bearer take them all out? Well, that's what happened because of what he said. Because he believed in God. He believed in what he said, and he trusted God so much. He said, if they say this, then we'll know where we're at. But if they say that, then I know God has given to it. So he gave God, you know, and it's amazing that, you know, how God was talking to Jonathan. God was with Jonathan. But when Saul said something to God, look at it. Saul was trying to ask God something, and God didn't even answer him. God wasn't speaking to Saul. Saul was so disobedient. He ain't had nothing to say anything with that man. Verse 37 says in 1 Samuel chapter 14, it says that, and Saul asked a counsel of God, will I go down after the Philistines, or will thou deliver them into the hands of Israel? But God, he answered him not that day. To this day, God hasn't spoken to Saul. God stopped talking to Saul, man, because of disobedience. But God spoke with Jonathan. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference. And the people will know when God is with you. The world knows when God is with you. You know? And I say that, and I was even reminded by my own armor bearer when she told me, Bishop, Archbishop, you are Archbishop. You have to say this. And I was like, okay. You got to speak that thing. You got to speak that. You got to change what the circumstance is that's coming at you. You got to come against it with your words. Out of your mouth, Bishop, you will say and change the atmosphere in your favor. I said, oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me. Thank you, thank you. You know what? You know, sometimes, and I tell my armor bearer, you know, sometimes, you know, like, you know, we fight every day because we truly are in a spiritual warfare every day of our lives if we are calling ourselves children of God, you know. We are the light of this world, and the world right now is in total darkness, in total darkness. I'm talking about darkness. They can't even see their eyes in front of them. They can't even see, looking in the mirror, they can't even see themselves. That's how dark this world is. The condition of the state of man is in nothing but darkness. But we as the children of God have love, joy, peace, hope, happiness, longevity. We're doing real well. I'm serious, we are. We're really doing well. Even though we think we're having situations and problems, we really have no problems compared to a person that does not have hope. We have hope. We are the light of the world. So, yes, darkness come and press against us. It seems like all this stuff is impacting us, but it can't touch us because you're light. Dark cannot comprehend you. It can't even come to you to penetrate you. That's how shining you are. You look at a candle, right? Look at a candle, light, shining bright, neon light, neon light, glow, 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 everywhere. It radiates, I mean, for miles around. I'm serious. You can take a light, one light, and see it, like, glitter for miles away. Miles, you understand? Amen. Even miles further than how Jonathan destroyed these people. It says it was like a mile, an acre of land. He was destroying these people all over the place, right? Your light shines so bright so the world cannot comprehend you, can't understand. Why are you smiling? Why are you laughing? Stop it! And you are just so happy-go-lucky and everything is well with you. Wellness and everything, right? They can't understand. Yeah, they're going through, and they see you going through, but you laughing at the storm. But they're going through, they ain't got nothing to laugh at. Amen. But we can speak to this thing. We can speak to the darkness and say, get out of here. Get thee behind me. And you know what? It has to go. Immediately as you speak that thing, it leaves. You say, God, are you with me or not? You know? If I was like Saul, which I'm not, thank God, in total disobedience, and I ask God for counsel, and he don't say nothing to me, I am not going anywhere. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to wait till I hear from the Lord. Jonathan waited to hear from God. If they said this, then we'll know. If they say, come up unto us, then we'll go. You see? And God allowed the men, his own enemies, to tell him the answer, exactly what came out of his mouth. So as my armor bearer said, Bishop, you have to say, I bind and rebuke this. I want favor. And this they shall not take myself. I'm not having it. No more cankerworms taking anything. Every restore everything to me that the pommel worms have eaten away. Restore everything that the thieves have stolen. Restore everything. Just talk restore, restoration, restoration. I want restoration. I want favor. I want favor. I want favor when I go in. I want favor when I come out. I want favor. No more shall I have any more losses. And she's like yelling at me, right? I said, okay, armor bearer, I hear you. I'm going to start saying these things. She just reminded me of the power and the authority that we have and the hope that we have in God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? We got to understand how important that people need to see the armor of God with us. As the people said here in verse 45, that God forbid that as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has fought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. The people will come and galvanize around you no matter what you're going through. Jonathan was on the point of being killed here, totally being assassinated for taking one drop of honey in his mouth. Amen. Being disobedient to his father. Now, isn't that the oxymoron? Jonathan is going to be killed by his father because of disobedience, right? To something he didn't even hear, right? But look at Saul. How many times has he disobeyed God every time Samuel told him to do something? He disobeyed, didn't think his own way, you know, didn't do, I mean, just disobeyed. Yet God didn't kill him. God didn't strike him down. God didn't take his anointing. Just God just stopped talking to him, right? His son now, right, just fought a war, won, and the people are scattered, running away. Israel's going after them and stuff like that, right? Now they got spoiled food, everything now to feed themselves, and all of this stuff was just got spoiled from the enemy, right? And yet you're going to kill this guy because he just took one drop of honey from the tip of his sword, you know, to quench his thirst so he can be enlightened, feeling better. Oh, my God, you know? So this is the type of mentality that Saul was. He was crazy. He was out of his mind. He wasn't right. But if it was not for the people who understand that Jonathan was with God and God was with them, you do not want to touch that type of a prophet of God. You don't want to mess with a prophet of God that God's hand is with. I tell the banks all the time, y'all take any of the children of God's stuff, you got to reckon with God, because God do not like you messing with his children. And if you want your doors to stay open, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, whatever you want to call yourself, Santander, whatever bank, if you are, you want to keep your business open, leave the children of God's property alone. If you want your doors to shut, take their stuff and see what God will do to you. Because God is not the one that will play when it comes to his children. What belongs to God's children belongs to him, because God gives it to them to take care of for his glory, for his purpose, and for his great reward. You got great pleasure in his children. And you mess with God's little ones, you are going to be closed down, shut down, just might as well sell all that you got, all your stocks, or just everything. Just go ahead, go on the NASDAQ and all of that. Just tell everybody, buy now or sell. So you mess with the child of God. You know, most banks really understand that. They really understand that they should not mess with the children of God. And that's why they take so long to do things to the child of God. They try to give them time to get themselves squared away. But sometimes they have to do what they got to do. But when they do what they got to do, trust me, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You don't care. You don't mess with his stuff. You don't mess with his people. You don't mess with his children. You don't mess with God's property. Amen. So it's best if you just go ahead and forgive the loan. Just write it off. You know, it's a loss. I had a loss. That debt is like, they ain't never going to be repaid by that child of God. So let me just let it go. Just let it go so you can keep your doors open. Therapy. Because the children of God have a way of praying, you know. The children of God have a way to cry out to God, and God then hears their little, you know, whimper and things like that, and he comes in and just, you know, send Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, you know, all of them. Amen. So how does this apply? How does the 1 Samuel chapter 14 apply to us today? I believe we've been looking at the analogy of a disobedient person and his own son who is obedient to God, and how God answers the son, amen, how God allowed him to win a battle, amen, and God also allowed the people to spare his life from the disobedient one, the disobedient anointed servant of God, amen. And God also, in the same analogy, also, you know, did not even talk to Saul, you see. So we got to stay at all time in total obedience to God's work, God's will, and God's ways. That's all we have to do. God only asks for one thing, just to love him, you know. Keep his commandments, walk before him perfect. One thing, it's the same thing. You know, it's commandments, it's judgments, it's statutes. It's the same thing. This is God. It's just, you know, and you're going to have good success. Everything you ask of God, you open up your mouth, it is. You speak positive affirmation. You know, we were just talking about it with the energy system, your five-year plan. If as far as write out the five-year plan and put it in the hands of the Lord, start showing love to people, giving forth love and not, you know, and listening to the people, what they're saying, listen to what they're going through, listen, and then repeat what they said that you heard them say. Wow, who knows, man? The next 5 years, who knows what, I mean, she's going to soar with the energy products that she has to offer the whole United States and to bless so many people financially as well. Amen? So we look at this and we see how the hands of God works on our behalf and how we deal with life. When God, when we are obedient to God, God is going to speak to us. He's going to give us instruction. And now we, in this dispensation, we have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into all truth and tell us which way to go. We also have wisdom, which is Jesus Christ, you know. Jesus Christ, if you look in I think it's Proverbs chapter 8, I love it, wisdom cried, says that wisdom was with God before he ever created this earth or all the foundation and anything that there was. Let me turn to it so you can understand that if you know, hear me talk about it. My husband introduced me to this scripture, and I just fell in love with it. I just want to also give honor to my husband, Apostle Bishop Dr. Charlie M.B. Abrams. Love him to death. He's just awesome. The awesome man of God. You need to listen to him, y'all. Seriously. So anyway, Proverbs chapter 8 says this, and I'll read it. I love this. You got to just really study this when you get a chance. It really breaks down wisdom. If you don't have understanding of things of wisdom, just ask of God. But wisdom is Jesus Christ, of course. But does not wisdom cry and understand and put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high place, right? By the way, in the places of the past, she cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Therefore I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understand, and the right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Amen? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with waters, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the high places of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, and that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth, and my delight were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, right? Waiting, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso find me, amen,
climate life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinned against me wrought his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Amen. Wisdom, y'all. Telling you, that's Jesus Christ. I'm serious. Amen. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, well, we have to go back to Genesis, and it says, in the beginning was the Word. oh, my God. We got 9 minutes, and I'm going to bring the broadcast back to Ms. Pamela Barnes so she can pray us out, and we're going to play a few more songs. But, you know, Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God move upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen? All right, so what I'm saying is that when God speaks something, it is. As we speak something, it is. Okay, so if you have a problem or circumstances in your life that's troubling you, you have to say, let there be light. You don't want no more darkness to surround you. You want no more taken away of your situation and circumstance. You have to speak to yourself and encourage yourself. There's a songwriter that wrote a song that you, sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord, right? You got to do that. You got to, you know, and that's what the Word of God is there for. It's one to encourage whether you're unsaved or you're saved or sanctified filled with the Holy Ghost or you're just that deep or you don't know God at all. Just reading the Word, any from Genesis to Revelation will strengthen your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, spirit. You change. The atmosphere changed. Verse 4 says, God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. See, we are the children of light. God divided the light from the darkness. So darkness and light can never come ever back together. Can never. It is darkness scattered when light shows up. So you cannot expect the ungodly to love you and want to cleave unto light because you will expose all of the darkness in them. So that's why they run away, not because they dislike you. They can't comprehend you. Understand, God made it so from the very beginning. Amen. So this stuff is so deep, but, you know, the point that I'm getting at is they all were one. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, all were there at the beginning. Because he always went to them and they made decisions together. When we look at verse number 26, he says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over. So mankind, human beings, we have dominion over darkness. We have dominion over everything. Everything that's surrounding you, that's troubling you. You know, as I said to my armor bearer, sometimes I have to rest and stuff because I'm always in the fight, always battling and stuff. So sometimes, but trust me, I will get, you know, I'll go to God, seek him, fast, pray, repent of all my sins, and ask God to forgive me, forgive everybody I've ever hurt, ask other people to forgive me and all that. Then I go right into battle and change the atmosphere of the circumstance that is compressing me right now. Amen. I speak in the Word. Get out of here. I bind and rebuke that thing. You cannot touch my stuff. Can't touch my property. Can't touch my car. Can't touch anything. All things belong to me. All things God gave into my hands for God's divine glory. I give God praise and honor. Angels of God, protect my stuff. Amen. North, south, east, and west. But no enemy, no wickedness can come and take anything from my hand in the name of Jesus. And then I put myself under the shadow of the Almighty God, Psalms 91. Amen. We put ourselves under the shadow of the Almighty. It says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the angels of God, as verse 11 says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands lest you dash your foot against the stone. Trust me, God's got your back. Especially if you stay in righteousness and in obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray that you have heard the Word, and I pray that you have some understanding of the Word. And if it be God's perfect will, we'll ask Ms. Pamela Barnes, are you still aware with us tonight?
I am still here.
Amen. Would you lead us in a prayer over the Word? I was just going. God is just, oh, praise God. I'm so on fire right now.
All right. Okay. Let us begin. There is only one God, one life, one spirit, one mind, and I'm now using this mind. I, Tamala Barnes, speak my word and declare everyone on this call is blessed, happy, and whole. We give to others from our overflow of joy, wealth, and love. All of our needs are met. I am thankful for these blessings, and thank you for the word. Thank you for Bishop Abrams tonight, and I am so grateful. I release this into the divine law that always says yes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And amen. I'm in agreement, and we're going to be listening to My Lord from the Westbrook Singers, and you've been listening to Miss Tamala. Amen. And again, Tamala, if you want to give how they can contact you one more time before I play the music, and God bless you, and just enjoy Mother's Day tomorrow. Enjoy, 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 and I'll get this broadcast back to you shortly. How can they reach you if they need the energy system?
Thank you very much, and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
Very welcome. You may contact me at barnesinvestments@gmail.com, or you may give me a call at 510-333-2926. And God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.